I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
James passed this along to me because I think it shook him to his core that you could just be doing your business on the toilet. I know James likes to linger.
I do. I love to linger.
Lightning could strike and you could be blown to pieces.
That's
There's pictures of this apartment in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Lightning. Lisa's always cautious around lightning, and she made me that way.
This is why.
If I'm up early in the morning getting ready for work and there's lightning strikes, I think twice about jumping into any body of water.
Well, yeah. I would assume like a shower, I could understand being afraid of. I did not realize that your toilet can explode into some kind of landmine.
All of my years of being afraid of lightning, that was not a part of the list, the toilet exploding. Well, so now I can add it.
Welcome to your new nightmare.
Yeah.
How do you think I feel next time a thunderstorm rolls through and I just had Taco Bell?
Yeah. Oh my.
A little update on this from the news station. Hold on. Something else is already playing. Let's just get that closed down here. Anyway, here we go.
Ogmulgee fire crews responded to a bizarre call overnight. A toilet struck by lightning. Fire crews say the lightning came in through a vent in the roof and hit the toilet and it shattered it. You can see it there. Officials say no one lived in the unit, but it was supposed to be rented out this morning. And I'm sure it is not going to be rented out this morning while they replace the toilet.
Good thing.
So what's nuts about this is I thought it would have hit the plumbing of some kind like and it would have traveled up to the toilet. This went through the roof, through a vent in the top, like the, you know, the, pardon me, I'm dropping a deuce vent. And then it shot down into the toilet. So it must have decided the toilet was the fastest way to get to ground or whatever. That's insane. I can't even imagine sitting and then a lightning comes from the sky.
And strikes right between your legs.
Through your ceiling and then right through you. And
well, I guess, yeah.
If there's one place I always thought I was safe from a storm, was on the pooper.
Yeah.
Now it's not true.
My God.
Yeah, I just thought you were safe in your house from it.
No. Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, I did. I lived my whole life that way until I got here. And found out you can get struck by lightning
in
your house.
Put all sorts of fears in your head.
That's true.
But I always thought lightning like was a thing where there was like electrons or neutrons or whatever on the top and bottom, and then they met in the middle. I didn't know it could just shoot through your roof.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It can shoot through.
Unfortunately, it can. Lightning's been scaring the crap out of everyone for so many years.
Jeez. And we still know nothing about it.
I know, that's the funny part.
And we still don't know how to stop it. There's nothing we can do about it.
There's nothing you can do.
Nope.
It just could blast you off the toilet occasionally.
If you were on that, you're dead.
You were dead.
Yeah, you were dead.
Yeah.
If you were on that toilet and you died, it was probably, that was meant to be.
Yeah,
definitely.
Ogmulgee, Oklahoma apartment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sitting on a toilet.
Oh, that would be so sad.
Yeah, that's
the lightning strike might be the best part of your day.
Yeah.
Please rain down sweet energy upon me.
Yeah, that's what they're always putting their hands up when they go to the bathroom. Like, do it. Do it.
This is the time. This is the time to go. But I've never seen anything like that before. We've seen lightning strikes and all sorts of stuff, but blasting a toilet to bits and look like, you know, it's just charred.
Yeah, I mean, there's no bottom of the toilet left. It's completely just, it's like someone dropped a grenade in it, closed the lid.
Yeah.
and just let it explode.
Where did the water go?
Probably leaked out. Or they had the water turned off.
Yeah, maybe.
Because of this unattended apartment.
Oh, maybe. Or but it's just like in it's the done very on bottom.
Like, just the way it's destroyed, it's almost like it was done with intent.
Yeah.
You know, like some practical angel or some practical jokester angel is like, oh, I figured out how to play with lightning.
Yeah.
Take that toilet bowl.
There's one of those angels bowling who hates toilets.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Yeah.
People in Florida are saying, how do you think it feels living in the lightning capital of the world, Florida?
Is it the lightning capital of the world?
That's what they say.
I didn't know that.
What's the lightning capital? Not that I question you guys, but we just have to verify.
I mean, Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
Lightning capital of the world. Well, that's Venezuela. Is the lightning
of the
capital.
United States, maybe.
Yeah, it's
maybe
probably lightning States. Capital of the United States.
No.
Well,
not,
Florida, not. But Flatonia. That's how you say it.
Texas.
Flatonia.
Well, there's another article that Florida regains the title for lightning capital of the U.S.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, 2022.
Yeah, you're back on top.
Yeah, there's one guy who counts
Tampa
the lightning.
Bay area lightning capital of North America. It's had that title.
Okay.
If you're in listening in Tampa.
So now that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why they called their hockey team the Lightning.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't.
Yeah, it
never
does.
Thought about it before.
No, nope. I just was like, oh, Lightning's kind of a cool. No. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, it turns out that it's, you know, they see a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the some parts of Florida, 857 lightning strikes per square mile last year. That's
yeah.
a lot. Crazy. Jesus, your toilets would be blown to bits.
This is the first we've seen a toilet take a direct hit, though, right?
Yeah,
as far as I know. Maybe it happened, and
it's just never made the news.
Perhaps. Rob, you're with us here. You're in this... Oh, no.
Oh,
we lost him.
Yeah,
he was from that, whatever the hell that Oklahoma town was. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Apparently,
oh my God.
It's
so
very
was...
methy, according to him.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure.
So you'd want to get out whatever way the Lord decided to take you.
What if someone was just storing some kind of... They were cooking meth in that toilet, and then lightning hit it.
That was why.
Kaboom!
Why it struck?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We, I'm sure, believed this right from the very beginning. But RJ wants to set the record straight. Kim Kardashian and her mom, Kris, were in on the release of that sex tape right from day one.
Yes,
which we've always thought.
She completely denies that.
In a new interview, he said, I've sat in the shadows for 14 years, allowing the Kardashians to use my name, to abuse my name, make billions of dollars, and I've never really spoken about it. But I will say, I've never leaked a sex tape in my life. It's always been a deal and a partnership between Kris Jenner and Kim and I, and we've always been partners since the beginning of this whole thing. He admits it was his idea. He came up with it after seeing what Paris Hilton's sex tape did for her career.
Wow.
Kim embraced the idea and brought Kris in to make the deal with Vivid Video. He said he never could have leaked the tape because he never had possession of it. Kim has possession of all their tapes. But he said he's fed up about being blamed for leaking it.
They covered a little bit more of this in their new show they have on Hulu, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Kanye, apparently, there was some sort of maybe more sex tape that would be released, which I don't believe any of this, by the way. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And her kid saw it on a phone game, mom up on this advertisement that there's like the more sex tape leakage that was about to happen. So then Kanye flew coach and brought the hard drive. He got it from, what's his name?
Ray J.
He got that hard drive and flew coach with it back to New York while she was doing SNL. This was on their show. Isn't that the craziest?
That's the craziest.
but it was all make-believe then, because Ray
then
J.
They were crying, look at what Kanye did for me. He got drive back.
So who do you believe?
Right.
And he was such a hero, he flew coach.
Yes.
That was the heroic moment.
Kanye
coach with regular
and
people.
He had like it in the luggage, and then they all opened it up. They all came running to her hotel room. What did Kanye do? he got the hard drive and there's no more, and it wasn't really anything. There was no more sex on it. It was just footage of them together not having sex.
Wow. Yeah, because they already had the footage of them having sex because they already have that hard drive because it's Kim's.
Isn't that the craziest? That's They're insane. Hilarious.
Could you imagine you get on a plane and
Kanye
sits down next to you and coach?
With a hard drive?
Yeah.
He's got it in like
to
a...
To give it to back to Kim?
What up, ye? What are you, what
once
are you
he,
doing
once
here?
Once he tells you the story, it's just like, well, that's love. That's the
he
definition
flew coach
of
to
love.
Get your sex hard drive? Oh, my God.
Is he wearing his black gimp outfit?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, he just had a hoodie or whatever. I think he was, like, disguised. I don't think people really knew it was Kanye with this hard... But none of it's true.
But how's Pete Davidson going to take this? Kanye stepped up to the plate.
She hadn't hooked up with him yet.
Oh,
so Kanye's the hero bringing the hard drive, and then a couple minutes later... She'll be with Pete.
Right, yeah. She's blowing Pete.
Well, that'll be on the show, too.
Oh, I'm sure it will. So this new show sounds like it's crazier than the other show.
They're trying to make it that way, yeah. It's like a documentary style.
They'll never
follow
go away.
Each,
They'll be 80.
Each of them.
They'll be 80 doing these shows, right?
And all of it's so made up and fake.
They made an empire out of it.
Yeah. It's the Kardashian, like, soap opera.
It all is fueled by a sex tape.
Yeah.
And they're keeping up with the storyline.
You know why though? Like, think about it. So I'm not ever gonna watch your show on Hulu. But if you want someone to watch, you talk about the sex tape again. Like, that's your number one.
People are backing up Lisa. Yeah, he brought back the whole computer in an old suitcase.
Stop it!
The whole computer. Right, yeah, it wasn't even just the hard drive. It was the whole thing. And she was crying. Is there footage of this on it? I wish you guys could see it. It's so ridiculous. It's so insane.
Kanye saves computer.
What's really insane is that a lot of people in society believe that all of this is true. Yeah. That all of this is not a made-up story.
So Kanye flew home last night.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh, she's already in tears.
Look at the people in her circle.
This is her get-up for SNL. She's getting ready for SNL.
What a normal situation right now. She's in a pink thing I don't understand. Yeah. I don't even know what kind of clothes.
A space suit.
What kind of clothes they're in. They're chilling. Star Wars apparel.
Yeah. That's what hot pink Star Wars apparel.
You get so rich, you just sit around in sci-fi clothes.
Yeah, that's what
it
is.
At a certain point, and feathers as curtains. Sure.
Oh my God.
Okay, here we go. Let's get into this.
So Kanye flew home last night.
Look.
And he came back this morning. I want to show you guys what he got me.
Here it is.
Gorgeous.
A leather suitcase.
Everybody else is crying too.
Oh, Kanye's there.
Look,
who's this chick with the glasses?
She's like, how do you open one of these? They don't know what it is.
Kanye West made his debut on Lisa Kardashian with a grand gesture for him.
Okay, back to it here.
Met up with Ray J at the airport.
It's an iMac.
Computer parts just chucked in a suitcase.
It's an old iMac.
What? What is happening? And she's in this big pink jacket suit thing.
But the thing is, the second the suitcase came out, everyone's crying.
He got me all of the sex tape back.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is a mouth.
My computer was on the hard drive. And I met
with
Ray J at the airport and got it all
back.
Oh my God.
Look at the ring on her finger.
She's wearing gloves.
I don't understand.
There's just a certain point where there's like so much money just makes you just that weird, I guess. I don't know. Your idea of love becomes like, make sure you get a man that'll get your sex tape and be willing to fly coach all the way there. And then,
you know, I'm going to fly coach.
Cry all over my tent dress.
At least now I know what to do if I have to get someone back. You know? I have to, like, write, like, a letter.
Thanks for setting the bar so high, Kanye.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Listen, I miss
Flying
you.
Coach.
I hope you know I would fly coach for you. Hope you know I would travel to your exes and get their computer.
You hear that son of a bitch stayed at a Holiday Inn. How am I supposed to compete with that?
God, what? No! What a man!
He roughed it.
That was the first thing they said. He flew coach? Oh my God.
It's the craziest thing.
And like Kanye is once again just in some kind of crazy getup. He's got a scarf
because he was.
But he's in a room with them. He's in a room with. He can take it off now.
No, he can't.
Thank you for Kanye and for his unbelievable way he does things and the ability to get something done.
Whoa. That was such amazing. An awesome thing you did. Well, you also knew how much it meant to her and how hard she's been trying to do that for years and years.
Yeah. Of course, Kim.
Oh, crazy.
The diamond that she's got looks like it could repel the Death Star.
It's like, it's actually, I believe, like the crystal you need to make the weapon that powerful.
Right, yeah. It's like, I mean, that's a...
What is she wearing?
I don't know, you guys. I don't know.
Costume jewelry, like the biggest.
And they're in some kind of like, let's have a sex tape talk situation.
I believe that one of her friends is carrying a curling iron in her hand.
Well, they're getting her ready to...
Like right there, she has a curling iron.
Hi, Kim, I'm here to do
When are we going to do the hair?
Kim, I'm here for the hair.
What is that?
What?
Kim!
It's like the female dog, the bounty hunter.
She totally is.
Kim!
Your hair.
It's bright in here. I got these shades.
She's got the biggest Terminator shades on. I don't know what's happening here.
Oh,
this is all just a crazy scene. Holy hell.
I don't know who anyone is.
Nope.
I'm Kanye.
It's her sister.
Kanye is just doing his hoodie up around his face so you can't even barely see him anymore.
Oh, is that her sister?
Yeah,
the blonde?
That's Chloe.
Okay. I can't
even
tell.
So much work, you can barely recognize
her. Yeah, I can't even tell.
What
her hairstylist and, I guess, whoever's in the heart shirt.
It sucks to be old.
Well, an old guy who wanted to make sure he was the first one at the doctor's office in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Got a little too worked up and drove his car right inside the building.
First! First!
Well.
It happened at the First Care Medical Building on Pompton Avenue.
I'm here!
Get this. It happened at 7 a.m. They open at 8.
Yeah.
Yes, I haven't urinated for 3 days. I'm in a hurry. Hello? Hey, hello? I'll go ahead and open up.
The vehicle went all the way in.
Oh, yeah.
It really did.
To the brick structure.
I jumped. It looks like I jumped. You're going to want to take a look at my leg. Twist it up.
It did the thing where I hit the wrong pedal. So,
two workers were inside the building at the time. Luckily, they weren't where the car ended up inside. The elderly driver was taken to an area hospital. His condition, unknown.
I'm here for an appointment.
Check me in. They were dispatched to the scene to determine if the building stability was impacted.
Well, it looks like it may have been.
And they're still looking into that as well. And they say they're just thankful that no one was hurt.
Oh, sure.
But you, this is
what do you
happens.
Mean I can't go to my appointment?
No, you can't, sir. You gotta go to the hospital. You're in the middle of an accident.
What I love is that he got there an hour early, and then I'd love to know exactly when his appointment was for. Because if he's anything like my old man, it'd be like, he probably got there at 7.
Right.
The place opens at 8. His appointment's probably at 9. Like,
2 hours early, I better.
They just can't handle waiting anymore,
no,
right?
Wow.
They can't handle it.
Yeah.
You better give them the first appointment.
Just want to let you know I'm not late.
He's inside the building.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark sided.
Everything's ungodly. Dark sided.
Told you there's three words to describe this next story: homeless, masturbation, murder.
Well,
this happened in Polk County, Florida. A homicide suspect, Robert Simmons, has been arrested following an 18-hour manhunt in Winter Haven. Turns out this 42-year-old dude has an extensive arrest, conviction, and prison history.
Okay.
He was wanted for the murder of a homeless man whose body was recovered earlier this week in a shallow grave at a homeless camp.
Yeah.
The investigation began a couple of days ago when three people from the homeless camp came forward with information about a possible murder in the camp. The witnesses only knew the victim as a Hispanic male who was believed to be between 30 and 40. He was not Hispanic. He was identified as a 39-year-old white male.
Okay.
Statements, though, finally revealed what happened here. An altercation occurred between this guy they arrested and the victim, which resulted in the victim getting a big cut in his back, but he would not seek medical treatment. The suspect returned to the camp and was asked, "Hey, where'd that guy go you were fighting with?" He said, "I don't know. I think he went to the park." The suspect then left the park after that. A witness found the victim's blanket the next morning, went to pick it up. When they grabbed the blanket, a foot was felt within it.
Oh, there was just a loose foot?
The witness immediately took off, thinking, "Oh my God, that's that guy's foot. He's dead. I don't want any part in this." Then the suspect told a couple other homeless people, "I am sick of seeing that guy jerk off all the time."
What?
He said he warned him about it a couple of times.
That is correct.
"No more jerking off around me."
That's it.
Then after a couple of warnings, he beat him up.
Yeah.
After the third warning, he killed him.
Oh, well. Jeez. I mean, it's not my favorite thing to see.
No. A homeless man masturbating?
No, it's not.
Homicide unit detectives located a shallow grave near the homeless camp. A short time later, they saw this guy walking into the camp. He saw the cops and took off.
So was his foot hanging out of this grave, you think, with part of the blanket?
They don't really clarify that.
It's got to be, right? He must have dragged him over with the blanket and just didn't bury him very well. And he was like, "Oh, it's his blanket." Then he realized there was a foot.
Listen, I'll tell you, looking at this guy's mugshot, if this dude asked me to stop masturbating, I would stop masturbating.
It'd be hard. Be hard to.
Oh, yeah, that's a scary dude.
He is one scary-looking killer.
Yeah, that's a scary
allegedly
guy.
His tattoos look like he just finger-painted all over himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I finger-painted all over. Can you make this permanent?
Able to take a picture some one day.
He was a very menacing picture.
Yeah, that's the last thing that guy saw, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this guy's.
Yeah.
So they captured this guy at a business adjacent to the wooded area that contains the homeless camp. He's been charged with second degree murder, tampering with evidence, and resisting. They found out he has 16 felonies and 12 misdemeanors. He's been in prison four times.
Isn't that kind of sometimes how you end up in the homeless camp?
I think so. Aggravated battery, burglaries, grand theft, motor vehicle theft, escape, carrying concealed weapon. List goes on and on. This is the first murder.
So they have these homeless camps in different places. Do you think it's like the homeless people, like there's like some strength in a pack?
I'm sure it's like that.
Type of thing, you know? Because every once in a while you'll hear about terrible things that happen at, like, a camp.
Well, sure.
Like a guy like this goes in, kills everybody at the camp. Or, like, I just don't know how you killed somebody. No one else at the camp heard or saw anything. And
Three strikes and you're out at the old homeless camp.
Oh, yeah. You can't jerk off three times.
Chuck, that's enough. I don't want to see that again, Chuck.
Oh, no. I promise. Please I stop. Won't. I won't. Next day.
Chuck! Oh, hey. I told you yesterday, dude, you do that again, you're going to pay the price.
Yep, I'm never going to do it again.
No more. No one needs to see it.
Never going to do it again. I did find this jar of Vaseline, though. Mm. So we're
all right, well, better probably not, in that's big it. Trouble. I'm out. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Back tomorrow.
All right. Give me your foot.
Yep. That's it.
I'll cut that up first.
Yep.
And then I'll continue.
I mean, this guy looks like he'd have zero qualms about ending you.
Yeah. Snapping your neck right
now.
I bet he's killed people.
Does that... Before. Does he have, like, instead of a hair transplant, did he get, like, a tattoo transplant on his head?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he got hair tattooed, but he definitely has a tattoo.
No, it's just a tattoo on his tattoo. Perfect. Hairline. Yes. Yeah, perfect
hairline.
Hairline tattoo. Not of hair.
No.
Probably more of this scribbly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Scribbly devil stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call him from now on. Old scribbly double stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he took the time to color his entire nipple black.
He did.
Actually, someone both said, nipples. What does a man in a homeless camp even get horny about?
Well, we still get horny. Yeah. Stick me in a homeless camp.
And the smells. The smells.
I think it's just your imagination.
I couldn't get a boner in a homeless camp.
That's what you say now.
I bet you'd smell that Burger King smell and you'd get a boner real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Quite on how long you've been homeless.
Damn. I never want to end up in a homeless camp.
It's not my goal.
And I never want to encounter a man looking like this.
No.
Who was angry at me.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
If I was in a homeless camp, I would do everything to make sure he's not upset.
Yeah, you don't piss this guy off.
Yeah. Right?
You don't piss him off.
Because no. Like, easy, easy, I'm going to jerk it, okay? But I'll go over there.
Yeah.
Into that.
I'd ask him. I'd be like, can I go? Can I do that?
Don't you cut my foot off now.
He's going to, you know,
And he will. And he did. Allegedly. Mm. Possibly. If it was just a foot in a blanket, we don't know. We can't confirm.
Yeah, we can't tell.
We can't confirm, but it sounds from the report.
Like a foot in a blanket.
Foot in a blanket. Maybe he didn't fit into the grave, so we had to shorten.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know what you do with... You're going to get caught if you just leave feet lying around, you know? That's a dead giveaway. Him and his blanket, just his feet.
There's a couple of stories coming up next that, you know... I hope no one can ever relate to. The first one, God, it's sad.
What, Dave?
It's so sad.
So why are we...
Well, no, because I just, like, what a way to go. This is what you're last remembered for, okay?
Okay.
Officials in Florida were called out because a manatee was trapped in a canal.
Okay.
Turned out it was just a dead big man.
Oh. I'm a manatee.
So the last
thing people think they've seen is
a manatee trapped, and it turns out it is a large man who has passed.
Sure smelled like a manatee. Yeah.
That's why when I'm near a body of water, I always wear a tag that says not wildlife, just so that the emergency responders don't get confused about it. It's a lot of people don't think about that. I don't want them to think I'm some kind of sea creature.
Yeah, they would be like, for me, they'd be like, oh, think a dead sperm whale. It's washed up.
When police responded to the report of a possible manatee stuck inside a canal, they found a human man instead.
Was he in a T? Maybe there was confusion in the report. Maybe they're reporting a man in a T.
Man in a T. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission responded to the 911 call the other day about a possible manatee wedged into a canal behind a home in Port St. Lucie.
I love the idea of Dave jumping in the water and petting this manatee.
Oh, my God. That's
always,
so horrible.
He wants to pet the manatee.
Then I never speak
lettuce.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. He's holding the lettuce for it to come out of the water.
It's like putting the hose in its face.
I've never seen a manatee in person, and I want to.
It is your dream.
Yep, that's
my
what I mean.
Dream's a bit much. Bucket list.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, dream is a bit extensive.
I feel like you shouldn't even say that's in a bucket. That's in like a larger container.
Yeah, that's just
you know?
Something I want to do.
Yeah. It's like not just a bucket.
Like if the bucket was then put inside of like a
much bigger bucket.
Yeah. Like a cargo
tiny
container.
Little would like list.
Yeah. It's dream. Way down. It's not
dream, biggest dream.
But I can't even imagine someone like trying to push him. Come on.
When the fishes arrived, swimming. They found the manatee in the canal was actually a larger human male. Mm. When authorities found the body, the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office had to be called to the scene. White male, they believe, close to 40 years of age.
Jeez.
They haven't publicly identified the man. They don't yet know how he died. More information to be released after the body is assessed by the medical examiner and next of kin notified.
Get one of those necklaces like I have, the not wild.
Not wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's got a not wild. It's a man. He's got
a human.
Yeah, I see his necklace.
My weight loss journey never included anything about manatee until now.
Like, now it's in.
Never want to be mistaken.
Yeah, I really don't want to be mistaken
for a manatee.
For a manatee. The thing is, you know, when you go and you're in the water,
You bloat,
right? So he would.
But even the tiniest man.
Oh no, I know. No,
would bloat to manatee size.
No. He definitely had some manatee size to him.
Yeah,
but you could see how everything would sort of round out the way a manatee would. That's no good, guys. Just don't pet a manatee until you make sure it's a manatee, okay, Dave?
Oh, now I know.
Yeah.
Now never
poke it with a stick.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Some manatees could be just dead men in a tee.
Right?
Yeah.
Guy doesn't look like a manatee, though.
Where is he?
You have a picture of it?
Let me see.
You already found him?
Yeah.
What?
Of course.
They didn't identify him, Lise.
I don't know. There's some story.
Are they showing? They can't show a dead man.
No, they're not. Manatee they're showing body? Like the happier times when he was alive. I think. I saw like a, unless it's some other guy. I don't know who the.
Oh, this,
I'm waiting for a commercial.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
It's funny we're talking about him then. When he was just a man.
Yes, before he was a manatee.
Before he was a manatee.
Why was he mistaken for a manatee?
I don't.
That's him?
Is that the manatee man?
That's the manatee man.
He looks like he knew it was going to end that way.
He's is he like, tipping I'm going to die. And he's tipping like a fake hat to you?
Top of the morning to you.
He's a man. That's him.
County sheriff death in this case, but as for right now, they say this is still a death investigation. Now, as you said, investigators have identified that man found here. His name, Daniel Pastor, 32 years old. He was reported missing by his mother Sunday. The Port St. Lucie man's body was found on the canal behind a home at Northeast Salida Circle and Floresta Drive Wednesday. Now, a neighbor who made the discovery thought it was a manatee and contacted Florida Fish and Wildlife. And once they arrived, they realized it was not a manatee, but a human body. Detectives were called to the scene and determined it was the body of a man between 20 and 40 years old. Now, investigators believe...
Okay, now it's all coming together.
The witness who they're showing here.
There's a manatee!
She's apparently very old.
Yeah.
The witness is very, very old. So she and her bad eyesight thought a dead man was a manatee.
I got the cataracts. Made it hard.
That don't make sense.
Yeah. She appears to be in her 80s. And, she thought a man was a manatee.
I guess she wouldn't think there'd be a man there. Yeah. It's kind of crazy to find a body in your canal.
True, yeah, it is.
But she is really old. So.
Yeah, she is. So that does shed a little more light.
Looks like a manatee stuck.
On the situation.
It's got legs and a couple arms and a facial hair. And some clothing.
Well, in our next story, here's a headline I think we're going to see in America almost on a daily basis going forward. Two hospitalized after fight over donuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just going to be a regular occurrence in America every day. Two people had to be rushed to the hospital in South Carolina after a fight broke out at a Krispy Kreme over a donut they didn't have currently in stock.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. You see one of those ads?
Two people rushed to the hospital over this.
Oh, well, one of his eyes is different.
Well, no, that's not
it. Okay, that's not it.
Here's the story of how this happened now. Let's take a listen to the report from
Fox News in Carolina.
Yeah, Cody and Tori, the niece and coworker that I spoke with says today that the two that were hurt, they're in their 70s now. One of them was discharged from the hospital. The other still in going under observation. I'm told this all started because Krispy Kreme was out of raspberry donuts.
The worst donut. Did you hear the two people were in their 70s? Yeah, I don't know if they were fighting
That's
over the
raspberry.
That's the most
flavor a person in their 70s can have is raspberry.
That's one of the most popular ones, so we run out of it a lot.
A fight at Krispy Kreme in Spartanburg sending two employees to the hospital.
And they pushed Lester down.
Lester.
Betty came running out.
Lester and Betty.
One of them hit her in the back of the head, and she fell. She was knocked unconscious.
Courtney says she got the call from her aunt while she was in the ambulance.
She has bleeding on her brain still. She has a lot of bruises, a black eye, you know, bruise on her cheek.
Another employee says it all started in the drive-thru. That a man and his girlfriend were upset they didn't have any more raspberry donuts, and then going inside to argue with the staff before things turned physical.
To hurt another human being over a donut is wild to me.
Family, friends, and coworkers are pulling for Betty. Her niece says she's one of a kind.
Everybody loves Betty. She's the nicest woman you'll ever meet in your life. And, you know, for something like that to happen to her, It was breaking everybody's heart. You never know what the other person's going through, you know. You got to try to be, you know, kind to each other on both sides, you know, and try to be a little understanding, because if you're a customer, we run out of stuff.
Right now, doctors are keeping a close eye on Betty.
They just want to watch that bleed on her brain and make sure it doesn't get any bigger.
She's not.
Now, we have reached out to the Spartanburg Police Department to find out if the people responsible have been identified or charged. We're still waiting for confirmation.
So,
live in the newsroom tonight, I'm Jarvis Roberts in Fox Carolina, the 10 o'clock news.
Who's Lester?
Lester was another guy. Two 70-year-olds worked at the place, and a guy came in there and just beat their ass.
Because they didn't have raspberry donuts left.
Oh,
you know,
or Betty and Lester.
I know.
I knew that this was going to have to happen, that we were going to have like a universal basic donut allowance that we just send out to everybody. Everyone gets two donuts a day just to stop.
They got
to
stop
the killing, you know? Yeah. Stop the killing.
So Lester stepped up to try and help Betty.
Yeah, but he's 70-something.
And they just shoved him to the ground.
And then they shoved poor Betty in. Betty is.
Who wants a raspberry donut that bad?
I've never even, of all the times I've been to Krispy Kreme in my life, I've never once had a raspberry donut or had a hankering for it.
I didn't even realize they had those.
Yeah, I'd never.
Honestly.
Never Do you think it's like some kind of South Carolina thing?
That their raspberry donuts are the most popular there?
Because it's what she said. She was like, that's our most popular, so we're always out.
I feel like I could listen to like a Southern person, like her, list off medical issues, like in the same way people listen to ASMR. She's like, Betty got a brain bleed and her vertebrae all out of whack. And then, you know, she got several contusions down there. Like I could listen
all night. It'll put you right to sleep. It's like watching golf on TV.
It is. She sounds like Dolly Parton. Imagine Dolly Parton telling you about crime. I'd love it.
Yeah.
Something that I once, funny enough, worked with a Betty at a donut store. She would frost the chocolate frosted with her finger while smoking a cigarette.
Ew.
Gotta make sure it's evenly covered.
Time to make the donut.
Time to make the donut.
Betty.
Betty, give me a two-finger swirl on that one. You got it. You know I'm good with my fingers.
That he smokes and frosts.
There's ashes in it.
Oh, God.
Have you ever smelt a smoker's fingers?
Oh, they're going in your icing.
They're like yellow.
Betty.
I give you a little extra.
That's so gross, you guys. I don't want to think of Betty Frost and Madonna.
Like, I wouldn't push a Betty down.
Never.
But if I saw that on my donut, I would think about pushing her down.
Poor Betty with the brain bleed.
Oh, I just hope Betty's okay. They're watching her real close, and that was days ago. That was days ago. Let me get my guess.
I know I get. Oh, no, Chuck, don't.
You know what my guess is.
Betty.
Betty!
Let's look up for a second most popular Krispy Kreme donuts.
It's got to be plain.
Isn't that shocking?
Right? Yeah, plain.
Well, they say the 11 best. What are the most popular?
Yeah, like we're trying to find just crunching the numbers.
I want
to
try the raspberry donut now.
Why? Because it's like two people almost died over
it? Yeah.
No.
Maybe it's like a raspberry pie.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like a raspberry pie.
But it wouldn't be my first choice in a donut at all.
Look, it's not even.
Glazed raspberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just showed it there. Huh. Not everyone is a raspberry fan, but Krispy Kreme really brings this flavor combination to life.
They're selling it.
Its really glaze is a true match for the slightly tart raspberry filling that can be found oozing from the center of this donut after the first bite, even if it isn't everyone's favorite flavor combination.
So they're telling you that even if you don't like raspberry, you try theirs and you're like, wait a second.
They rate it as one of the best Krispy Kreme donuts.
Hmm.
I don't know. Never been on my radar.
So they sell them at all of them?
That's
my guess.
Participating locations.
I believe you can find it at most.
Yeah. It's just that they probably only make a certain number a day.
These people are crazy. They can't logically be that passionate over a raspberry donut.
Yeah, I mean they must have been having a rough day.
They had to.
There's more to the story.
There is. There's got to be
donut crazy. Listen,
a lot of raspberry Krispy Kreme love coming in here.
Is there?
Yeah, but enough to cause a 70-year-old woman to have a brain bleed.
No, it shouldn't be that
enough for me to like almost end an old woman's life.
No, it should never be. Nothing at a fast food joint should end anyone's life.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
Like, was Betty giving them sass? I don't
probably,
know. I, like,
probably.
Why do you but attack still. Betty?
It could have been anything said to this couple. We know nothing of South Carolina.
Her niece seems lovely. She describes her as such a lovely, lovely lady.
She's a lovely lady.
I can't imagine little Betty giving anyone
sass.
So
was the barefoot Contessa, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Right until...
Well, it's too bad. And we hope Betty pulls through.
It's been a couple days now. I hope...
But if Betty doesn't pull through... You're spending the rest of your life behind bars
because
over a raspberry donut.
Yeah, that's insane.
Over a raspberry donut.
I don't think they have those in prison.
I don't think they do.
It's probably... If someone says, I want to eat your raspberry donut, I bet it means something totally different
sure
in prison.
I'm sure it means something different in prison.
Yeah. Oh, no, not my donut. Get away from my donut.
Your raspberry
donut. You don't
want to
hear glazed raspberry anything. Yeah. No, oh, my God.
I just glazed your raspberry donut.
No, glaze. Get your glaze away from me.
You don't have a choice. I glaze what I want.
No.
Yep.
No glazing tonight, please.
Yep.
They got to keep an eye on Betty. They're observing her. That's never a good thing. You don't hear them say that a lot.
No,
they're,
you don't.
We're observing.
Yeah, I almost feel like they were trying to let you down gentle, you know?
I think it's Betty in a room with beeps.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
Long beeps.
I want to hear Betty's niece talk about
his
it.
Head.
Oh, wait.
Run out of it a lot.
A fight at Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah, she said they run out of a lot.
That's one of the most popular ones, so we run out of it a lot.
A fight at Krispy Kreme in Spartanburg sending two employees to the hospital.
Betty?
They pushed Lester down. He hit his head. Betty came running out. One of them hit her in the back of the head, and she fell. She was knocked unconscious.
Courtney says she got the call from her aunt while she was in the ambulance.
She has bleeding on her brain still.
Wait, Betty called her from the ambulance?
Yeah.
Oh, Betty's tough.
Betty. She came out to help Lester.
That's not how they put it. Lester goes down. Betty came out to cover him.
Yep. But she was unconscious at one point, so she came back.
They hit her in the head.
And she's like, I can't reach my jitterbug. And then she did and made a call. She called from, someone smashed my brain.
Is that Betty in that picture there?
Yes, I think
is it?
No, it's too young.
My mind was like somebody in like an old lady in that picture to me.
Yeah, I think that's just that lady right there. Same shades.
It's a very big ashtray.
She has a lot of bruises, a black eye, bruise on her cheek.
Another employee.
That's right, that is a giant ashtray. It looks
like a flower pot. It's the size of a cup, yeah.
But look, that's an ashtray.
It's like another employee. For your car.
I don't like
this. Maybe this Betty smoked and frosted, too.
Imagine it's the actual same Betty.
Brain bleed Betty?
Is actually the smoke.
Oh, my God. She's just
the smearing Betty?
But in the donut game her whole life.
There's something I'm good at.
Well, we hope Brain Bleed Betty pulls through.
and lives another day just to make raspberry donuts.
I would say that her being awake is a good sign. I mean, I don't know if she passed back out or what.
I don't know.
Not, I don't know. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Sad.
Poor thing. Hope she makes it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I know, Chuck, you've always said when you stretch naked, you like to get a good view of yourself.
Oh.
Right? In the mirror.
I do.
You're much like this guy from Tennessee. This guy from Dayton, Tennessee was arrested and charged with indecent exposure the other day. Why? Because he did naked stretches outside of store windows so he could see himself in the reflection.
I've never thought of that. What an idea.
About 7:30 at night, officers responded to a report of a naked man at a business plaza. They saw, when they got there, 60-year-old Harrison Perry,
yeah,
fully nude in the breezeway of the business, stretching in front of one of the businesses with his hands under his testicles.
What stretch is that, Dave?
I don't know. Downward balls? I'm not sure.
It's how you stretch your taint out.
Oh.
It's for taint flexibility.
Perry reportedly spotted police and took off running towards his vehicle. However, officers caught and arrested him before he left. Police say when they asked him why he was naked, he said, "It's a great day out. Thought it'd be a good day to get naked."
Yeah, that's...
According to the complaint, someone saw the guy. He was walking back and forth in the breezeway from business to business, looking at the reflection of himself, stretching, and occasionally fondling.
Oh, wow. Maybe just fluffing it up.
There were multiple people in the area at the time. This dude, he's not, but he definitely has a little albino-ish take to him.
He's not?
Well, he's not, I don't believe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's
right,
quite light.
But he's pale and white.
No, yeah. He's got dark eyes, but very pale.
Yeah. Very pale, very white.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very pale for somebody who's nude stretching.
Yes.
He's always naked.
You think you're
outside? Yeah. He's very pale for somebody like that.
His hair looks like cotton.
Yes. It does. Mm-hmm. He's a cotton ball man.
Man. So the thing is, he's only 60.
Yeah.
He's only 60 and he's doing this. I saw a TikTok of an old man who was just asking people to go down on him.
What?
Yeah. It was real tragic.
Where?
TikTok.
No, but where was he asking people?
He was just in a place. He was in a place.
Thanks for narrowing it down for me. He was in a place.
You know what kind of place I'm talking about. You know, like a home. He was in a home. The nurse was recording it.
Oh, God. Well, that's
and he
not
was
right.
Asking her.
In trouble.
He was asking her to do it. And she was saying, "No, I have to change you." And he was like, "I want you to suck my..."
Oh, my God.
It was a real shocker. But I was like, okay, that's what happens when you're like 90. This guy's only 60.
Right.
And he's getting naked in front of
and
places.
Stretching.
Holding himself.
He looks like an albino Richard Dreyfuss to me.
Nailed it. Nice. Resemblance.
Mr. Holland's Opus is a whole new thing now.
He's nude with his wiener directed at his kids.
I'd say that's what I get from him. That's what I get from his mugshot.
His hair to me looks like those like dandelion things that
you can throw. I can just blow it right off the top of his head.
Like, make a wish. Make a wish, Andy.
Make a wish of this naked albino's head.
Yeah.
It's a bad wish.
It is. Absolutely.
That's a bad time, but he did try to run, and there was no point in that.
No, there's not. Harrison Perry. So he probably goes by Harry Perry. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm. It makes... It rhymes.
Old Harry Perry is nude again. Mm.
Off to Ohio next, where a guy who was accused of giving drugs to his emotional support monkey is fighting to get that monkey back.
Does the monkey like drugs?
According to Adam Cordes, he needs his monkey returned to him because he can't live without him.
Yeah.
The black cap monkey named Neo was seized from his home by law enforcement officials, according to a search warrant. They said the monkey needed help. They said without care, that monkey could die.
What is the monkey hooked
Here's
on?
Oh, it's
this guy. Okay.
This guy. This is the guy who...
His eyes are his a eyes mess. Are
needs yeah. his emotional support monkey back.
He was dropped.
One's like droopy eye.
He was yeah. dropped. He was clearly...
This man
was
dropped.
Wow. He was dropped. I mean, his face is different.
This guy has convictions that are more than 10 years old for driving while intoxicated and disorderly conduct. He was involved in a serious crash that killed a passenger.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
Oh,
maybe yeah. that's he.
Those charges were dismissed, but he can't recall the crash and was deemed mentally incompetent to stand trial. So he's still receiving medical care for that.
Okay. So, yeah, he's gone through some stuff. That's why his face looks like a jigsaw puzzle. Mm.
So, they tested bad the now. Monkey's urine and they found amphetamines?
Yes.
So at some point somebody had to be like, yeah, so you have a meth addicted monkey.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I knew.
What a crazy thing. You know your monkey's addicted to meth?
Just me and my meth monkey.
Both of us are.
We're just trying to get by.
That's crazy. Oh.
So his lawyer has filed a motion asking a judge to return the monkey to him.
You can't, though, if you've let the monkey get addicted to meth. I thought he let him smoke a joint from time to time for some laughs.
A judge issued an order telling him to stay away from the monkey.
Got a restraining order. Guy's not even all with it, though. I mean, it's tough to...
A monkey rescue place doesn't believe the monkey should go back to him.
Yeah,
I don't care what pet you have. If it's addicted to meth, it should probably...
Put him down a bad path there, going yeah. on the meth.
But he's fighting to get it back. He says he can't live without his monkey, Neo.
I don't think he'll get it back.
I don't think so either. I bet they did have some fun adventures together, though. He just got to think of the good times with his meth-addicted
okay, monkey. A monkey, to me... Seems like it'd be just a wild... The thing would be going nuts all the time, running around.
Violent.
But then I give it meth. Mm-hmm. What's it going to do
what
then?
What does a monkey do on meth?
I don't know. Probably starts to deal it.
Well, there was something business. In that story about them being concerned about him giving it to other monkeys. I don't think the monkey...
Oh, my God. He's a monkey meth dealer?
That this guy was going to...
It's pretty unpredictable, a monkey on meth, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Man. One what of the most dangerous do. Creatures in all of... The land.
Oh, for sure.
Could you imagine like a gorilla on meth? Like that would be.
Well, that's how you die.
That'd be yeah. bananas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't want it.
No.
He looks like he definitely needs some emotional support, but.
Yeah, he's gone through some stuff.
You can't get that monkey back if you've given it meth.
No.
Well, we've hit a point where standing in line for rich people is an actual career now.
Like what's your salary?
It all depends on the gig,
But
there are people who are making a living doing it. Someone just did a big profile on a guy in New York named Robert Samuel. He does this as a job now. He started a company a while ago called Same Old Line Dudes, and he's making quite a bit of money. He realized there was a big market in New York when Hamilton tickets were huge.
Oh.
When Lin-Manuel Miranda said he was leaving the cast, tickets for his last shows were going for as much as $15,000. But you could still get them at face value the morning of if you waited in line. So he thought, okay, well, I'll wait in line. And then he charged $5,000 for a pair of tickets.
So you're still making out better than what... Like the full-on inflated price would be.
Right, so for people with lots of money, that's still a bargain.
Yeah.
The theater eventually caught on and they changed the policy. So the person who buys the tickets has to go to the show now. But the second ticket can still go to anyone. So they just bought more tickets and would use the second ones.
Yeah.
So his company offers line sitters now for all sorts of things. Concerts, sporting events, waiting in line for the newest iPhone. They did it even to hold spots for COVID vaccinations. He says he earns tens of thousands of dollars now doing this.
Wow.
No one likes to wait in a line, but
how much are you willing to pay?
You just do that online?
I know, but the thing is, it's really, it just comes down to where do you find that niche of super wealthy people that you can exploit? Because that's what's happening here. He's just like, hey, I get up early. I'll go stand in line. I'll buy, four face value tickets.
Yeah, like those tickets he had to camp out for, right?
Yeah. And so even if the tickets cost you $200, you're going to make $10,000.
But it's got to be stuff like that. Like Lisa's right. Like iPhone, I get it. Maybe some people would to make sure they got one. But it's if I really want to go see a show that I can't get tickets for anywhere else.
Right.
So something like that. Yeah. That's,
you'd think there wouldn't be enough of those things to sustain you for a whole year, but maybe there is. I don't know.
In New York, there probably is, right? Maybe. There's a lot of rich people in New York that don't want to stand in line to do anything.
Yeah. And probably a lot of choices of what you could do every night.
Right. Tickets go on sale every day, I'm sure, for different events and things. He waits in line. He does it for you.
Like, not everything is probably going to fetch him $5,000, but even if he made like $500 off a ticket, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Waiting in line is the worst.
The worst.
Way really to spend your time.
But
like, is there any good line?
Okay, hold on,
Is there any
good
line? Like
a roller coaster? But that sucks.
Again, though, it's still 2 hours for 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's
sometimes
fast passes.
Not worth it.
Question. Is waiting in a line less horrible if you don't have anything else to do?
You always have something else to do.
No, I know, but like you don't have a job to worry about. Like you're just...
Like is waiting in line as your job not as bad?
Well, as your job, that's different.
Like does it take the edge off of... Because I know to me it's just waiting in line sucks because I'm doing a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't have time to sit in this line.
No one has time to be in a line.
Except this guy.
I just don't like the lines where it's like for something that's not cool or fun. I'm like, I just waited in a line to get my driver's license.
Right.
Those lines are the worst.
Well, the pick a number thing.
It's like, I know at the end of the Chipotle line, there's delicious burrito action.
Worth it.
Yeah.
So not like, sad.
It takes the edge off of the line.
Food is worth it sometimes.
Yeah. Shoe releases apparently are a big one. You know, if you're into that, right?
Oh,
yep.
Get the latest shoes as soon as they come out.
Yep. Billie Eilish just had those shoes on.
Midnight releases for video games. Do they still? They probably don't really.
I don't think they really get you that much. I mean, maybe the systems though. Back in the day, like when
it was
super hard,
or if like the PS6 or something starts to come out, I could see that being there. But like
now, so much stuff online that I feel like this guy would have made like a killing when there was more rich people, and then there wasn't internet everything.
Oh, yeah.
But even the rich people can't be bothered doing internet stuff, I think, sometimes, right? Am I going to get up at 3 a.m. to order an iPhone? God, no. Are you kidding me?
My
goodness. 3 in the morning to buy a phone?
I've never even put an app on this phone.
Hire that homeless man to wait for us again.
I've heard of these lines. This is crazy. Crazy way to live.
Can't you call someone and just get a ticket?
You can.
Yeah. Don't we know anyone?
Those are the people. They'll pay for it, for sure.
I'm telling you, man, if you can figure out how to get their money, that's half a life right there.
Okay, before you look this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, I got to warn you, you can't unsee it.
Oh, great.
And it's not
okay.
A horrible thing, but the adult toy company Love Honey posted two graphics that show what the human hand would look like if it was designed to be good at self-pleasuring. Not just your hand, Chuck.
You see it?
They did one for men's hands, and they did one for women's hands.
So this is just sexual pleasure has taken over, and we are evolving a hand that only is designed to pleasure ourselves.
Yes.
Wow.
We're living in a world where we may not see other people, and we're really just concerned about pleasuring ourselves, so we get plastic surgery done to make our pleasure hands.
I can't wait to see their take on this. I have an idea, but...
All right, we'll start with the one for women. Okay?
All right.
The one for women...
What in the world?
...includes a longer forearm.
Hyper flexible joints for better reach.
Stop it. I mean, come on.
Every finger is a different love toy. So like if your hand was a Swiss Army knife for masturbation. There's the weird rabbit ear thumb, a stubby index finger with ridges, a wavy middle finger that's extra long.
We know where that goes.
A ring finger that shoots pleasure air. And the whole hand can vibrate. There's also a smaller pinky finger built for precision.
Man, okay, this is way weirder than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. The one for men, equally weird. Again, you can see these at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a thumb and six fingers instead of four, and they're webbed for maximum skin-on-skin contact. They're also textured with little nubs.
I knew they were going to do that.
The palm is wider with ridges on it. There's a small hole in the center for suction sensations. The thumb joint is much more flexible, and there's a wider, stronger forearm to help with endurance. Both versions would make doing anything else with your hands totally impractical. But I guess the point is, why would you do anything else if you had the ultimate pleasure hand?
I'll tell you, seeing the picture of the man hand really makes me curious, because I have like a hot pad that I can put on to handle like hot pots and pans that has the same circular pattern in the middle as those little like nubs on the fingers.
Oh my God, yeah. James, don't do it.
I might
with
have
your
to put
hot
that
pad
on next time.
Put it on.
I have to put that bad boy on next time I'm taking it to myself.
Take pleasure it to town. Myself.
You're no longer here just to help me get a hot pizza out of the oven. You're here for other pleasures as well.
Oh man, I never even thought of that being some kind of secret masturbation device.
Cody, where's my masturbation glove? You used it to get the pizza out of the oven again. It's not for that.
Yeah, don't. Not the blue one.
Let's hope we never evolve into this.
Well, we're not going to. I mean, even the women's one is ridiculous.
She would take care of everything she needed.
Yeah, I mean, but nothing else. Like,
no,
don't drop a quarter. You're not going to ever be able to pick it up.
It really shows you the difference in the complexity of the female orgasm compared to the men.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like all those different tools.
Yeah,
the guy's one little pad with a couple of little like nodules
ridges
on there, you know?
I almost feel like even on this female hand, there's like a secret, order that it all has to go
in
that none of us know.
Yeah. So this is a little secret handshake.
Yeah.
Speaking of sex, I'm not sure I believe this stat, but if it's true, women over 40 are as bad as teenagers now. A new poll of women between 40 and 60 found they spend 24% of their waking hours thinking about sex. One quarter of their waking hours, they're thinking about sex.
Wow.
The poll also asked women to name the most sexually satisfying decade of their lives. Half of women in their 50s said it was their 30s. That was their most sexually satisfying decade.
Well, isn't that when you're like a woman?
That's baby making time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your 30s.
Mm-hmm. In other naughty news, another survey looked at the most popular positions of the year so far.
Oh, I've been wondering.
I know you have. Missionary is first still. Yeah. Followed by doggy, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, and spooning. Most popular so far this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think those are just the ones every single year, and every time it's that order. Like, honestly, I really do. I think it's like missionary is always just what's always being done the most. You know, dog is the second.
Cowgirl.
Cowgirl's reverse the third. Cowgirl. And then spooning. Reverse is the next. And I mean, I guess spooning. You know, spooning could overtake some stuff maybe, but I doubt it. There's some real risks in penile fractures with 3 and 4.
Yeah, there definitely is. You got to be super
careful.
Coming up, our idiot criminal of the day. Guy gets busted after a shooting at a fast food joint in Massachusetts. Why? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
A shooter has been arrested at a fast food joint in Massachusetts. Why? Because he returned to the scene of the crime to get his gun.
Oh, he dropped it.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have dropped it.
Police say an arrest has been made now in connection with a shooting outside a Wendy's restaurant in Randolph, Massachusetts this week. 19-year-old Marlon Raymond Jr. of Roxbury is facing 11 charges, including armed assault with intent to murder, two counts of assault and battery by discharging a firearm, and others. They got a call about 12 o'clock in the afternoon at this Wendy's for a report of a shooting. That's when they found a 20-year-old guy had been shot multiple times on his way out of the Wendy's. Probably frosty everywhere.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Chilly.
I mean, his life too. He was taken to an area hospital for treatment. He is expected to survive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The male suspect took off on foot. They couldn't find the guy. As detectives continued to investigate, they located a loaded gun with a high-capacity magazine hidden in a bandana. They then were trying to figure out whose gun it was when a few hours later, this guy came back to the area and was seen looking in the bushes where the gun was hidden.
Hey, bud.
They got their guy.
What you doing?
Yeah, some people just go right back to the crime scene. And
I mean, I get that you don't want to have it on you in case you get caught, but you can't ditch it right there.
Don't ditch it at the Wendy's, then go back to get it just a couple hours later.
But thank God they're ever, you know, there's idiot criminals.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's how they make it.
Yeah.
He entered a plea of not guilty at his arraignment yesterday, and he's being ordered held without bail.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Thank God they are idiot criminals.
Oh,
because we easily catch them. So dumb.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.